Baghdad has been hit by a new power outage. It's affecting electricity and water supplies to millions of homes. The American Civil Administration in Iraq blames the latest crisis on sabotage of a key gas line that provided fuel to the capital's main generators. U.S. officials have pledged to fix the problem as soon as possible, but as NPR's Kate Seeley reports from Baghdad, it may be weeks before Iraqis get their electricity back.
Weary customers crowd outside an ice factory. One man struggles to walk away with several large cold blocks in his arms. Jassim Ali says Baghdad's power outage has affected the city's water pumps, and his taps are dry. I'm buying this ice for drinking water, says Ali. I've had no electricity for 2 days. This is a crisis. The outage comes as temperatures have soared to 120 degrees. Many families say it's so hot at home, they sleep outside at night. Others say they haven't been able to sleep at all. Tempers flare at the central Baghdad gas station where customers wait in line for hours. Most stations depend on electricity to pump their fuel, forcing drivers to line up at the few stations that have generators. 31-year-old driver Amar Zuhair wonders why the Americans, who promised so much, have delivered so little. He says he fears a hot, ugly summer. We had such high hopes when the Americans came, but now it's just like under Saddam, says Zuhair. I expect there will be an uprising against the Americans. The U.S. is already facing almost daily assaults against its troops in Iraq. In addition, saboteurs have been stepping up their attacks against gas and oil pipelines here. Three pipelines have been attacked in the last 4 days alone. The sabotage is threatening U.S. efforts to revive Iraq's oil industry. Oil exports are considered key to financing the country's rebuilding. At a press conference today, U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer said saboteurs were also to blame for the current blackout in Baghdad. He said rogue elements of the former Ba'ath Party regime are trying to undermine America's presence in Iraq.
They're waging their campaign not against the coalition, but against the Iraqi people. They are trying to hinder the coalition's efforts to make life better for the average Iraqi person. These people do not share our vision of a free, independent, democratic, and peaceful Iraq.
But Pascal Janssen, water and sanitation coordinator for the International Committee of the Red Cross, says the reasons behind Baghdad's power problems are more complex. He says the U.S. is partially to blame. It has failed to protect many power stations against saboteurs and looters, he says, and it has done nothing to support the electricity sector. The technicians and engineers have not been paid, he says. Requested equipment has not been provided, and the U.S. has been slow to put Iraqis in charge of their own services.
They are professional. They know what you're doing. They know exactly how the systems do operate, and they can run the systems perfectly. It's just that they're not trusted, they're not empowered, they're not recognized, and they're not supported.
Janssen says Iraqi professionals are fast losing confidence in America's ability to administer their country. And they're not the only ones. In the poor neighborhood of Sadr City, small businessman Amr al-Musawi says there's only one solution to the current crisis. If there was an Iraqi government in place, he says, there would be no more sabotage, no more explosions. We know best how to run our own country. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Baghdad.